This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, thank you. This is Aubrey Doria, the Workstream 2 Staff Accountability Group. It is our 27th meeting, 13 September, 5 UTC. We have very few people on the line. Cheryl, your hand is still up. Did you want to make a comment before I got to it? Okay, well, I'll keep going. This meeting, first of all, I'll review the agenda, and hopefully yet another person will join us, basically is to try and do a second sub-team reading, first attempt, and then the rest of the agenda is the normal stuff, the document update, though I didn't update the listing for the report. The others have not changed. And basically there was some suggested language that needed to be put in. So that was the action item. And I'd like to review that language with this group. And then our delivered by 11 October. We do have another meeting on 28 September scheduled, so that would still be in time. However, first of all, is the agenda okay? What I'd like to suggest that we do with the agenda is talk through, especially since some of the people here are very concerned with some of the language, basically talk through the changes, and then I want to check with Bernie and Jordan, who's representative of the co-chairs, and see whether it's possible to follow it through with an online acceptance of whatever conclusion we come to if we do. Otherwise, we will have to do a formal second reading, I think, at the end of the month. Does that sound like a reasonable approach? Yes, I see Cheryl saying yes, and I don't see anybody objecting. So, reminder, anybody have an SOI check, SOI update to talk about? And Alan and Pam also agreed. Great. Anybody have? Okay. So hearing no SOI checks, and of course, if your material conditions have changed and you've now either become an employee of ICANN or ceased to be an employee of ICANN, it's probably a good thing to mention. Okay. Let's move on to the document and at least look at the areas where the text was changed, and see if this group is willing to accept those changes before we go wider on it. Okay, there was very little change. Last time we had a very successful reading, and there was only a few places. So there's still a comment that I left in here on page 2 that of a need to update the supplement, which describes the process we went through, et cetera. So that will need updating. I have not done that yet. Would do that before the October 11th date. Roles and responsibilities on page 2 did not change. Issues starting on page 3. Also did not change. Recommendations starting on page 4 started to have, and let me look at it online. I think these are changes that didn't get discussed yet. Let me confirm that. Yes, these were changes made on August 31st, which was after our meeting. And there had been some desire to rework this language a little. So the language that was there, the language that was there now reads, description of the complaints office and how it relates to the ombuds office. organization policy shared with the CCWG accountability during the course of the WS2 work. I can, and okay, that actually does not make sense as a sentence, does it? I think that should actually be another bullet. And correct me if I'm seeing this wrong. I'm not sure. It was an anonymous change, but I'm assuming it was one of us. ICANN organizations should improve visibility and transparency of the organization's existing accountability mechanisms by posting on ICANN.org in one dedicated area the following: description of the organization's performance management system and process, description of how developmental goals map to ICANN strategic goals. I'm actually not sure that this makes sense, the way it's structured and worded. I mean, the points make sense, but the mixture of these points. Does anybody have any other comment while I'm trying to understand? So we had had before that it should include transparency organization existing accountability mechanisms by posting on ICANN.org in one dedicated area. So that last one really remained unchanged. I'm confused at the moment. So that point really is the same as before. Yes, Cheryl, please. Hopefully you're coming to the rescue.
Cheryl, for the record, only if I can be heard properly without an echo.
I can hear you.
I'm to the rescue. Excellent. I may, hopefully not, but I may even complicate things. I wondered if, rather than a set of bullets and sub-bullets, which is, I think, where this is coming a cropper, if we have, after accountability mechanisms and the colon, if we have a Y or an A, I don't care which, and then it is description of the complaints office and how it relates to the ombuds office, and then the next one, which would be like a 2 or a B or whatever, would be description of the organisation's performance management system and process. That would then lead the new part, ICANN organisation should improve visibility and transparency of organisation existing accountability, can either be after those two description ones, you know what I mean, as a new point. It's just wedged in the middle there. It doesn't quite make sense, and they look like subpoints of each other, which I think they are.
Right. Oh dear. I do believe, yeah. Yeah, because it did. Somebody did just sort of stick things in the middle.
Yeah, description complaints office, description of the organization performance management system, and then improved visibility and transparency of existing accountability mechanisms.
Average Allen. The first problem is solved. The sub bullets starting organization policies should be at the same level as the previous one to start with. It's not a sub item of the ombuds office. And then I think ICANN organization should improve visibility is yet a third bullet at the same level. I think.
Actually, it looks like description of the complaints office and how it relates to ombuds office. And I think that bullet there is superfluous, personally.
Well, but the leading sentence says to address lack and then a colon, so there should be has to be a list.
Okay.
And then there's a bunch of other bullets.
Gotcha.
With the hollow bullets.
I think I've got it. Let me try
this. You have to almost have to unwind the changes.
I have to unwind the changes, yes. So I don't accept that one. Existing staff accommodation. I mean, actually, it's almost having unwound the change. Is it a problem? The organization should narrow, should improve visibility and transparency organizations. And then it was description of the organization performance management process, description of how development goals, departmental goals, description of complaint office and how it relates to ombudsman, organizational policy shared with the accountability during the course of the thing should be made public. ICANN organizational delegations document the roles, descriptions included in this overall report, and expectations and guidelines regarding them. Oh, no, I don't need that extra, that extra stuff there. That's covered. Does that work for people? Does that make it make sense again? Anybody? Yes, Alan, your hand is up.
Sorry, that's an old hand.
So does that make sense to you now? And it looks like there was an anonymous edit that really didn't change anything. It just messed it up.
I'm not sure I'm seeing what you're changing. Is it reflected on the screen?
Oh, that's right. I'm changing it not on the screen. I'm changing it in the – so sorry. I'm changing it live in the – on the drive dock because I can't change it on the screen. Sorry. I just put that in there.
Let me pull that up.
I think the opening sentence might be missing a verb. ICANN organization should improve visibility and transparency of the organization's existing. The following action should be taken. Is that kind of what you meant, Pam? Or to address? Okay. Sure, Yvette, give that a try. I suppose I could also try to share my screen, but... Okay, and I'm currently down on page 4 in the recommendations. And the should have an H in it. Does that work now? Does that paragraph there hold together? Thank you, Yvette, for that. And so it then scrolls down to the next page. So, you would need to scroll down for people. I don't think they can. Yes. And then that, and then it reads through there. So does that fix it? Pam, I think that works. If so, we'll leave that fixed. Yeah, I think it was just kind of, it was an edit that didn't add content and just sort of moved things around in a strange way. And hopefully I'm not insulting any of you as the anonymous maker of that change. Okay, now moving down. We get basically at the bottom of page 5. So there was basically a change starting at the bottom of page 5. And in some situations, issues may be complex. This is the four-person panel. In some situations, issues may be complex and require cooperation among several of the ICANN accountability mechanisms. An example might be a complaint about fairness filed by one or more parts of the empowered community. Another example might involve situations among the board, community, and or organization that repeat regularly and are not susceptible to redress by any one of the accountability mechanisms. Those two lines were added because there had been the need to, indicated the need to give a little bit of more of an explanation in the recommendation of what sort of issues. Then ICANN should investigate the creation of an informal four-member panel composed of the ombudsman, the complaints officer, a representative chosen by empowered community, and a board member. The panel could review concerns or issues raised by community, ombudsman, staff, or board that at least two panel members determine require further effort. While this panel should work transparently, it will, at its discretion, be able to treat issues that require it as confidential. This panel would have no powers beyond those of its members and their ability to cooperate. So that was an attempt to sort of recast that in a less formalistic, less standing panel, but more a mechanism by which cooperation could happen. Does that seem to others to respond to the issues? Now, one comment that did come up from Klaus, and he sent it on the list, and he pasted it in, or I pasted it into the document just so that we wouldn't forget it. But in this, he basically says he was thinking about the four-member panel and came to the conclusion that what we're looking for is more of an ethics committee than a panel as scripted until now. An ICANN Ethics Committee would also be helpful in other areas, like the Ombudsman, and could serve as a lightweight solution that can be used to solve problems very early on. Now, this would definitely be a large change from where we are, and we haven't thought that out, but I wanted to make sure that it had been discussed, and so I want to check and make sure whether anyone basically wants to support this kind of change. And oh, and welcome, Jordan. Glad you're here. And change, if anybody wants to comment on that. Yes, Alan.
The implications of starting to use the term ethics committee scares the something out of me, and I really don't want to do that at this late date.
Okay, thank you. Any other comment? Okay, then I think we can sort of say that we're not, that there is no consensus to basically bring this kind of change in at this point. Any objection to that?
Yeah, Avery, it's Alan. I think we should make it clear that the change may well make sense, but to do it at this late date on a second reading, I don't feel comfortable without thinking it through a lot more carefully. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Anyone else? Chloe agrees with Alan? Oh, I see Jordan's only sort of here. Okay, thank you for sort of being here. Okay, in which case, we won't that. Going back to the wording change that was made, does anybody have any comments on that? Or is that something that we can accept? I see no hands. Is there any objection from anyone? Okay. Thank you. There's also no support for an ethics dog committee in the ombuds group. So that's two places where the idea didn't make it. So is there any objection to my accepting these changes as the draft of record at the moment? Seeing none. I have accepted them. Okay. Seeing nothing. We still have the standing recommendation from Patrick that hasn't been resolved. This recommendation, as well as 7, might warrant formal further scrutiny to clearly establish and address known existing issues related to staff accountability, or determine if these issues may deter a bit more specificity. So in this one, I did add explanations, though they weren't so much staff accountability. And I don't know if that makes a difference. Okay, I understand that we've lost Cheryl, has lost all power, and is on her mobile. Thank you, and good luck. Okay, the next change that was made, so perhaps we need to talk about Patrick's a bit more, but let's look at 7. 7 was, so that was also, okay. That we still had the recommendation of dividing 7A and 7B. I haven't done so simply because they seem to be related and two halves of a similar issue. And such, but that's a recommendation that's pending. And then there was basically, in terms of the second comment, this might be addressed by the suggested language included above regarding timeframes for response to community requests. If there are other elements that this recommendation intends to address, can we specify where else clear expectations should be established? I'd like to open it up to comment on that. And suggested changes. Is there appetite for basically rewriting this to put it in the time frames language, and where is that language? That was the ICANN organization should standardize and publish guidelines for appropriate time frames for acknowledging requests made by the community and for responding with a resolution or updated time frame when a full response can be delivered. So now that that's in there, does that in any way mitigate the need for either A or B? Now, this is also a definition of services or service level guidelines and not just a response, acknowledgement, and response mechanism. So personally, I think that they are different in that respect, because one is defining the service expectations, which would be more than time frames, and the other one is talking about timely response. So to me, they look different. Okay. Pam has asked, may I propose that I take item A to the contracted parties to seek their input or comment? Certainly. It was hoped that we were doing this all along, but we still do have time. And let me go back to things I think I said before you or Jordan joined, although perhaps you were here, is that with so few of us here, I wanted to talk through the language, but I didn't feel that I could consider it a second reading without taking it for further lack of objection. So if basically you're saying that you're not ready to accept this without further consultation, then, and indeed this did change several weeks ago at a meeting that I don't think you were able to attend, where it went from service level agreements to service level guidelines. It's been that way for several weeks now, but oh, many, yes, 2 weeks it was changed in discussion at the last meeting. So our next call is in 2 weeks. Jordan recommends closing the report out as soon as possible, whatever happens. I'd rather we got comments back in plenary than delaying getting this out to plenary. So, anyone else wish to comment? And Jordan, perhaps I can consult with you. I'll consult with with Jordan, and then I'll get back to you, Alan. In terms of even having enough people here at the moment to say that the second reading has been, reached consensus. And of course I can't say it's reached consensus because I have at least one element that wants further discussion and checking. But give me guidelines if you have any. Okay, I'll come back to you. Alan, please.
Thank you. This is not content related, but if anyone has the stamina, they should go through this document and make sure we're using uniform type fonts and stuff like that. We have single paragraphs with multiple type sizes and fonts in it, which depending on how you print it, it looks really ugly. But it's clearly not substance related, but it would be nice to get it clean.
I'll certainly do a cleanup.
We also seem to have different line spacings, which I didn't even know was possible on Google Docs.
Oh yeah, you can do all kinds of fun stuff. Okay. So basically, Jordan is saying there's no uniform 100% consensus requirement for the group as I know it. So I'm really looking for, there's a strong part of me that wants us to be done. There's also a part of me that sort of says, with just, basically, including chairs, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Not including chairs, we have 4. I breached the 5x5 rule a little, and as I say, we do have Pam's issue, but I see Pam with her hand up. Pam, please. I can't hear you. I see your microphone making noise. Am I the only one that can't hear you? Okay, none of us seem to be able to hear you, so you'll type. In which case, I'll go back to Jordan. He said there's no uniform 100% consensus requirement for the subgroup, as far as I know. No, there's not. And then the way I essentially treat agreement to proceed or not is, this is not the last chance, because remember, we're trying to get to a public comment. That's certainly true, but we've also been thrown out of the plenary before, and time schedules being what they are, I'd like us to go in fairly sure of ourselves so that we don't have the subgroup basically and participants in the subgroup saying that, that it was rushed or the comments weren't included. Not that I'm saying anybody specific would say that, but I really do want to give things a proper chance. Okay. I don't think A is meaningful. There are no consequences for not meeting targets. So it's simply aspirational. So basically, you're arguing for a return to agreements. But we did get an incredible amount of pushback on agreements because of their contractual nature and the idea of establishing what is tantamount to a contract in a sort of contracting staff to certain behaviors. So that did get an incredible amount of pushback. And we have Jordan. My fear about A is it's too meaningful that the org will find the notion of SLA for all services for contracted parties to be far too aggressive and too hard. And Cheryl saying, indeed we did, Avery. And Jordan saying, but I'm prepared to leave it to go to plenary public discussion to see what the community views. Pam, your hand is still up, but you couldn't talk. Okay, what I'd like to suggest, and I think that's where we're at for talking about words, because we're right at the end. What I'd like to suggest is something that may be halfway, that basically, because there's so few of us, to basically discuss the one issue where there still is contention, to discuss the proposal, that we take that issue to the plenary, although I must admit I'm very afraid of taking anything to the plenary with options to choose one way or another, because, as I say, I don't want it to get thrown back. But the proposal I would send to the list is that we take it, we send it as is with a note on the open issue of SLA versus service level guideline. And basically get a non-objection from the group for taking that action on a one-week call. We still have the meeting a week later in case that fails, but at least that gives a certain amount of group capability to say yay or nay to the state of the document and to the and to the notion of going with an open question. I'd also like to ask Patrick, before going there, whether there's more to be said about his two comments or how I should treat them, because I can't in best conscience say they're resolved.
Hi, Aubrey.
We do have one more call. Yes, Patrick?
Oh,
we do have the September call, end of September call.
Yeah, so I think regarding my comments, I think we're working through them. So I raised them just more for the group to make sure that we've identified or bottomed out on any particular instances that people would want to have more of the guidance beyond just time frames for response. So I think those are working themselves out as we go. With the other call that we would have between now and the plenary, I think we have time to get feedback on the open item that we want to go back to, that Pam wants to go back to the group for, and finalize, and hopefully at the conclusion of the next call have a complete proposed recommendation for the plenary, so we don't have any opens that I agree with you would be potentially problematic. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. And in terms of Cheryl's it would be too late for the end of plenary, for the end of September plenary, but we were targeting the 18 October for first reading and the 27 October for second reading, which meant we delivered by 11 October. As I say, if I just can't fit doing one into my travel schedule next week, unfortunately. Otherwise, I would. I'm traveling on Monday and then again all day Tuesday night, and then I'm in a fully occupying meeting for the rest of the week. So I can't. If I had a co-chair, I would just sort of ask my co-chair to take the meeting and we could proceed, but I don't have one. Right, 27 plenary means 20 September deadline. As I say, we could schedule a meeting for 20 September. Let me just look at the schedule. Yeah, 20 September. That's 20 September is next Wednesday, and I'm flying much of that day. I leave Red Eye Tuesday, and I'm flying most of Wednesday. So unless someone else wants to chair that. But yes, Jordan, 18 October is fine as long as we make the 11 October drop dead, and that gives us 28 September as our next meeting. And should we not succeed in that meeting, though I will write a note to the list saying, hey, we're at the end of our time, I'll schedule a meeting for every day after that until we do finish. Or something like that, just to do. So, is there any objection then to, I'll send a note similar to the first one, though I won't be asking for the consensus. I'll be asking for people to finish up their comments so that we can submit. And could we close this out, except for keeping outstanding issues open on this call? Yes, the note I'm sending is to the staff accountability group. Yes. We will still only get us, of course. We have had a few times at the non-APAC comfortable meetings. It is an unfortunate fact of life, but we do get more participants in other time bros. And our next meeting is at 13 UTC. So we may get a few extras, though we won't get the Pacific U.S. people at that time, I don't think. Well, we may. So, is that agreeable? I guess it's not fully agreeable to you, Jordan. And Cheryl, I get the feeling that you're with Jordan on this, that we really should just send it with the open question. Yep. So, Pam, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're assuming that, or I'm assuming that you would like the time to take this and get it back. Now, one question I have, if the result comes back that the contracted parties insist on it saying agreements, and we still have the rest of the group at guidelines, then we'll still end up needing to take it to the plenary with the binary choice. Because I don't think at this point the group was convinced of the service level agreements, unless, of course, you were able to convince them at the next meeting. And Alan, I'm not sure where you're at on this issue, other than wanting this call perhaps to be over.
I don't feel particularly strongly about it. I mean, we don't have the resources on this call, and we're not likely to on the next one, to make a definitive decision that will be supported by all the people involved. So bring it to the plenary and let where there's going to be more people present. I'm willing to do it. I understand there's some danger in it, but there's only so many hours in the day and so many meetings we can hold.
Okay, so I'm getting the impression that that we're closer to consensus on the first alternative, which was I write it up, I spend a week getting the non-objection from the group that's not here to send it to plenary, and send it with the open choice unless something changes during that week of discussion. If I do get an objection to sending the plenary from the group in any sense, that I won't, and we'll finish it at the next meeting, but otherwise we will send it off to the plenary. Does that work? Does anybody strongly object to following that? And I know, Patrick, you did speak against that option and agreed with my nervous option, and I thank you for that. Okay, I see Cheryl's agreeing. I think we'll go with that as opposed to torturing us further for another 10 minutes on it. So, okay, thank you, Patrick. Okay, so I'll probably write that up tomorrow once I've slept. And I'll send the non-objection. I'll set a timeout of a week, which I believe still gives me time to make the meeting on the 27th. I'll make sure that I've checked my timings and that I've got it straight. Okay. Any other business that we'd like to talk about tonight? Or this morning? Or at this meeting? I have to be careful. For me, it's night. If not, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for participating and for being stalwarts of this effort. I truly appreciate it. And I'll see you on the list, and I'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.